trans softball player excluded from Minnesota girls' all-state selections despite championship win. By Warner Todd Houston on July 13, 2025. Controversial transgender softball pitcher Marissa Rothenberger was excluded from the annual coaches poll for Minnesota girls softball all-state candidates despite winning the state championships this year. Rothenberger, born Charlie Dean, led Champlain Park High School to its first girls softball championship this year. But despite the big win, the player's name was absent from the list of candidates for the Minnesota Fast Pitch Coaches Association 2025 All-State Honors, Fox News reported. Champlain Park won the Group 4A state championship last month after a season featuring Rothenberger outpitching nearly every girl that came before him. Rothenberger, who claims to have started transitioning at the age of 9 and stands several inches taller than all the girls he faces or plays beside, pitched one of several shutouts against the defending champion Rogers High for the last regular season game ahead of the championships. Meet Marissa Rothenberger, a 6-foot-tall male pitcher pretending to be a female, who has been dominating girls' high school softball in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Girls only hit 12% of his pitches, and he only allowed a single hit in a recent game. Even the announcers acknowledge his. pic.twitter.com/tpj/tlwfvpj. Libs of TikTok, at libsofticdick, May 8, 2025. Rothenberger, though, was left off the All-State list despite a 12-1 record, a 0.74 ERA, and a 0.65 whip, Fox News noted. A Minnesota Fast Pitch Coaches Association spokesperson told Fox News that the members vote on the All-State nominees, and it is not determined merely by statistics. After the season ended, three school girls filed a lawsuit against the state and the schools, claiming they felt unsafe facing the more powerful Rothenberger on the ball diamond, as he hurls underhanded pitches at speeds the other girls cannot match. Minnesota is one of 27 mostly deep blue states that allow transgender athletes to compete as females. But despite the state's woke, left-wing rules, the Trump administration is suing Minnesota for violating Title IX rules and allowing transgender players to compete in girls' and women's sports. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.